Frankie Pfeffer-McCumber is with us. Can you just bring the microphone a little bit closer? A little, yeah, there you go.
Okay. Going to walk it, Uno.
You're running for position of Grand Chief. We should restate that because the last two, Tanya Williams-Ross Montour, are running for elected council official.
That's correct. I am. So I do want to make a statement before we start. Last evening, unfortunately, I didn't get to comment on the question about the Gunawagi membership law, and I do want to say that I do support the Gunawagi membership law.
That's it?
Why, I do support it.
Okay. what about it? Do you want to get more specific about that?
Why, it's a law that's in place, right? And as a community, we have to abide by it, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to support it.
Okay. I know you presented yourself when we did the grand debate a week and a half ago and last night, but here's another opportunity today.
So if you choose me to be your grand chief, my main goal would be transparency, and not just saying it, but actually doing it by adding video recording systems to all our meetings so that everybody can see how we act to make sure that we become accountable to the community in a very positive way and start showing from inside, right, as leaders, how you're supposed to be leading and supporting each other in many different ways. So that's kind of my number one goal, is like if I do get in, is to have that discussion immediately with the table to make sure that we bring all the facts, read all the information, so that when we make decisions or we have long discussions, that there's no personal issues in the way, that it's all about getting the business done and moving forward. That's what it's about. It's about strategic discussions, which last for 2.5 hours, right? We do it usually a week before. Our decision's already made by the time we get in the meeting. And then something happens and, you know, people either don't read the documentation or weren't in the meeting, and then it veers off, and then, you know, the discussions start and people start, I guess, going at each other. And it causes dissension. And it's caused dissension probably since as early as 3 months being elected. And it's been carried on until now, and it has to stop. We have to stop this. We have to show the community that we're united. We have to bring it to the community and say, this is who we are. We're united, and we're willing to work with everyone.
How much of a surprise was that to you when you got on? Because you were elected in a by-election.
I was shocked, to be honest with you. I guess the idea was that everybody was united, and or to show a united front, and to see it, it was just disrespectful, that's all. And disrespectful to the way they spoke about community issues, and, you know, it almost felt like the Mohawk Council of Gunawagi was separated from the community of Gunawagi. And I'm not saying that they felt like they were high or anything. It was just like there was a separation. Well, this is us and that's them, and, you know, that kind of thing. That's how I felt, and I didn't like that. I didn't like that at all, and we have to change that idea.
If you're to win as Grand Chief, by saying what you're saying now about this, that's going to cause some issues with some of the people who are going to get reelected. How do you propose to deal with that?
Well, I don't think it's going to cause issues with anybody getting reelected. I think that's what everybody wants. That's what they want. They want to be able to work and do their job and get it done, and that's what we should be about. I don't think any of them would be upset to have that and be able to work in an area where we can have disagreements, right? We can have disagreements. It doesn't mean I dislike you or I have a personal vengeance against you or have a personal feeling towards anybody. It just means I don't agree with you, and that's allowed to happen.
Let's talk a little bit more about that transparency. You're talking about recording, televising, Facebook Living, whatever it is, for the weekly council meeting. What percentage of those all-day meetings on the Mondays can theoretically be, or realistically be televised, that wouldn't have to go in camera, where you're not mentioning proper names of people or their individual cases and have to protect their identity? I mean, and you'd have to structure these a lot differently too, wouldn't you?
So Mondays are more decision-making days, right? So we have all the information available for us. We already should have read it. So we should have already going through it. So by the time we get to the table, unless it's a cap issue or it's a really serious private issue, then, you know, I think it can be recorded. If not, I mean, a cap issue, of course, would have to be deleted, but it can be recorded. And I think maybe even if we just start by recording each other, right? If we record the meetings And then we take a look at the meetings and see how everybody acts or reacts. And maybe that shows us, kind of like looking in the mirror, right? And what do you see? And this is what I've done. This is how I've spoken. It kind of just reminds us of who we are as Ganyakahaga people, being respectful to each other.
CAP meeting is what?
CAP. Client Attorney
Privilege. Oh, okay. I interrupted your train of thought. Sorry.
I was told at the beginning that this is politics. Welcome to politics. And my answer was, this is not our politics. This is not who I am. That's not how I act. I act respectful to people, always. If we have a disagreement and if I feel like I went over, or if you feel like I went over the edge, call me or I'm going to call you. I always usually call and say, listen, thought I made a little hard on that. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be, if I was rude. I would immediately call people and just try to fix that before it gets broken, right? Because once it gets broken and we detach, and especially during the pandemic, right? People weren't able to connect and you become more detached and then you don't speak to each other and you don't have that connection. And it caused, I think, a lot of issues.
Okay. And you're sitting in these meetings and you're having these discussions and somebody said to you, that's politics. Well, whose politics is it? Is it colonial politics? It's certainly not traditional government politics.
It's definitely Canadian politics.
Surprising?
To an extent, yes. To an extent, yes. I was expecting more.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the issues that are important to Ganawage.
Housing. Mm-hmm. Housing crisis, right? This is where we're in right now. Mm-hmm. We have over 40 families, young families, looking for houses right now. Never mind the ones that won't come ask Ganawage for housing that are living in surrounding communities. And we have nothing prepared, nothing planned out, nothing ready. Independent living, right? Our elders, they're 30, 40 backlogged. That means 30 elders have to die before someone can get in that place. You know, so there's no more available people to go in there. So that's ridiculous in my mind. And last night I made a promise that if by July 3rd of 2022, if I don't have a plan in place ready to build a new elders lodge, I will resign my position effective that day without a question, because things have to get done. We're in a serious time. This is not a joke. Ganawage, we need to help our elders. We all talk about it. We all wonder about it, but we have to damn do it. And it has to be done within 1 year.
That's fairly quick with the way, you know, governments operate, right? With consultation with all of these issues.
If we have to go public-private partnerships, then that's what we'll have to do, because we can find the people to do the work. It doesn't have to be done internally. We can get experts to come in and put something together if we can just prepare some information. I know KSES has a lot of information already. I worked on it with Carl in 2019. And it was going then, and it just got stopped.
Okay, housing. That's one.
Housing. Well, that's the biggest one, right? I mean, we also have...
You're going through a mental Rolodex now, unfortunately. Yeah. But, I mean, look, that's society, unfortunately, but...
So, yeah, I want... We talk about trauma. I know we've talked about it in the last year, trauma and the suffering of trauma. You know, with the approximately 700 graves that were just found again. You know, and the triggers that's going to be happening to our community members right now, you know, as they've been hearing the news and it's starting to roll out, and it seems like it's getting worse and worse. I went online and I looked up a residential survival line. And if you're having issues and you're getting these triggers, 1-800-721-0066. I know it's not my profession. I'm not a professional. I just felt it was important. There also is a crisis line in 1-866-925-4419. If you need help, you're in crisis, you're going through these triggers, call these places, please get some help. We also have KSES in Ganawage, and we have the PKs.
Mm-hmm. All right. Why should people vote for you again?
Because I'm connected to the community. I speak to the community. My cell phone is available all the time. I'm willing to go to do the work. I'm going to get it done. I've been working really hard for the last 2.5 years. I'm going to continue to be working. So if you choose me as your grand chief, I promise you I'll be working every day. And we will work as a team with that table to make sure that we get these things done, because we need to start moving.
How do you make that table a team?
By working together. I mean, by sitting down and talking with each other. It has to happen at least every day, right? You have to have discussions. People got to meet. You got to text message each other. How you doing? How's it going? Like simple things like that. I worked really well with Cody. You know, since he's taken over the asbestos file, I worked really well with him. We worked quite a bit. And he is just an incredible worker, right? He really works hard. And you know, with his new aquaponics and you know, with the fish, it's crazy the ideas he came up with. And I also worked really well with Tanya, right? We've been working, Tanya and Cody actually been working on the tobacco file to trying to get that law back in place to create this comprehensive plan, you know, for the industry and for the community, of course, to have their input. It's so important.
Where are you on that at this point?
We're doing legal issues right now. I think we went through 7 or 8, and we have a total of 11. So we're meeting again next week, and hopefully the plan is to build a ball that's rolling down a hill. This way, when the new elected table gets in, you know, that they have to go with it and support it and move forward.
Is this one more complicated than, let's say, the alcohol law, the cannabis law, the gaming law?
For sure, it's more complicated. There's many more people involved, right? There's many more stakeholders, and we have to make sure that we deal with all of them, and they all have a good understanding of what it is.
Yeah, because then you get into an issue where you could potentially have too many cooks, right? I mean, you can't please all the people all the time, right?
It's hard in the tobacco industry. There's always going to be too many cooks. That's the whole point of it, right? That's that's the whole excitement behind the industry.
Okay. Let's talk about your vision for Ganawage. You got we got about 2 minutes left.
My vision for Ganawage is right now is to try to make it a little bit better every day. And then once we can get through that, right, and hopefully we can work through this trauma that we're all suffering, including myself, and I know everybody in our community is going through it, and it's going to be a rough few years. You know, with the pandemic, the hangover of the pandemic, the trauma that we're all suffering, the things that are coming out in the public, it's affecting everyone in a different way. And I think we have to create a large group to really look at this and include community members, include traditional people, to make sure that we all work on this together, pushing forward to, to help us heal, right? And we have to do it together. We have to be there for each other. We have to be supportive. That's my goal.
You mentioned traditional people there.
Yes.
In your statement. Not typically involved with the MCK.
Right. But since the blockade, you know, we built a relationship. Well, I've built a relationship with them. And, you know, and they ended up being on the task force, which became very helpful to the task force and the community. You know, also that with the bingo hall, I mean, that was pretty incredible what they've done for our community, and they've always been there for our community, and we just got to find a way to make sure that we can work together going forward. That is another part of my plan. I do want to work with the traditional bodies to make sure they help in certain areas, especially when it comes to hunting and harvesting, right? I've been asking the table, what does it mean to work with our traditional bodies since September? Does it mean that we just bring them in a meeting and they can't talk? Or does it mean that we bring them in high-end meetings and we have discussions where they're part of those decisions? And that's my goal. I would love to bring them in and say, come in these meetings, high-level meetings. Let's have serious discussions about it.
All right. Serious discussions going on about who people are going to vote for Grand Chief. 5 candidates, including Frankie Pfeffer-McCumber. Niyawa, for being here today. Yeah.